It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, for holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you listening to the sound of my voice wherever you might be, whatever you might be doing, because without you, there is no show. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got Sirius XM, it's channel 158. Shout out to people listening on Sirius. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to lift a finger. And we've had a busy show. Thank you so much to Joe Giglio of WIP in Philadelphia, midday host, Eagles pregame host, for coming through to talk about that collapse last night. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles looked like they had the game in hand until they didn't. Thank you to Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel and Tribune for coming through and chatting it up with us about some college football. I wish we would see Arch Manning the rest of the year, but it's still not his time. It's still not his time. Shame, shame, shame. Get well soon, Quinn Ewers. Get well soon. Anyway, if you want to talk to me, you can do so. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am on the internet. I exist everywhere. I'm like internet omnipotence. I am at JR Sport Brief, at JR Sport Brief all over the internet. And how about this? In 20 minutes from now, I want to share with you a conversation that I had with another guest. This man is not an athlete. He is one of the more popular and successful music producers and record label owners and influencers of hip hop and music, period, ever. His name is Jermaine Dupri. This man has helped craft hits for people like Mariah Carey and just this on and on and on. Jermaine Dupri is going to join us in 20 minutes. Why? Because he has an interesting collaboration that he helped work on and promote with the Atlanta Braves and also Starter. And I think if anybody of a, you know, you don't even have to be of a certain age. The Starter caps and satin jackets. Like there was a point in time where Starter was, it was it. And so they have a new collaboration with Jermaine Dupri and the Braves. And so I sat down with Jermaine Dupri for a few minutes to talk about why the hell he's involved, what he's doing, and what he has going on, and why the Braves are involved with him, why he's involved with them. And so we'll have that conversation. I'll share that with you in about 20 minutes. Jermaine Dupri. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, let's go down the list. We've talked about quite a lot, or quite a bit, throughout the course of the show. I think some of the larger news out of the NFL today is the fact that Tua Tagovailoa, I think we all knew this already, don't expect to see the guy on the football field anytime soon. But it's official. The Miami Dolphins have placed him on injured reserve. You will not see Tua Tagovailoa for at minimum the next four games. And I got to tell you something. I don't care if it's Tyler Huntley or me or you. The Dolphins season is cooked. And this time they didn't have to wait until the postseason. This time they didn't have to wait until traveling up to a cold ass place to be disappointed by Tua Tagovailoa. The season is basically done now. It's done today. Hickey, what are your thoughts? Can we just kind of move the Dolphins out the way?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Damn. Ouch. Damn.
Sorry, Skylar Thompson.
No, I'm saying I thought we were looking for a little bit of hope, but look, this offense was built for Tua Tagovailoa. Built for the man and his accurate passing. Man, we're going to see slant passes getting thrown to the opposition. I could feel it in my bones. Look for the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills to battle it out. You got one less team to worry about. Hickey, I'm going to go with the Jets. I'm going to take the Jets over the Buffalo Bills. I know that's not going to be what our listeners in Western New York want to hear, but I'm going to pick the Jets over the Bills because I think old man Aaron Rodgers, I think he'll be okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be healthy.
Going up to Buffalo, not worried about his bones breaking in the cold?
He played in Green Bay. Come on.
He's 41 now. He was a spry chicken back then in Green Bay.
He's going to get osteoarthritis from just going outside for a little bit.
He might.
If Tom Coughlin could stand outside, you want to talk about brittle. I was worried for that man. How did he make it? Did he have heaters in his clothes? I mean, besides his face, they had to have heaters in his clothes, right?
I'm assuming so. And this was actually, it's kind of crazy. Almost 20 years ago.
Damn.
Do they have technology back then for like?
Yeah, you break the stuff and you break it and it gets warm and you just stuff it in your clothes. Yeah.
Like, just like hand warmers all over? That feels like a lot, though.
He was old then. How old is Tom Coughlin now? In his 80s? Has to be.
Let's see. So he was like in his mid-60s, early 60s?
I feel like he was older than that when he was coaching.
Oh, man.
I feel like he was old. Damn, he's not that old.
He just looks old. I guess you'd rather have that. I don't know.
Yeah, Tom Coughlin is only 78 years old.
Okay, so he was like in his early 60s.
He just always gave off old and
grandpa vibes.
Yeah, he gave off get off my lawn, leave me alone. Even when he was with the Jaguars, Tom Coughlin always gave off, just old as hell. Yeah, Tom Coughlin, man. I'm surprised his face didn't fall off. Sheesh. Anyway, Tua Tagovailoa, he's not going to freeze this year because the Dolphins may not even make it that far. Also, speaking of injuries, we learned Isaiah Pacheco. He has that broken leg for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to bring in a familiar face when it comes down to running back depth. Kareem Hunt has been signed to the practice squad for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's expected to be elevated to the full roster. And at least they'll have some familiarity with someone who is, who's been with them. Not more recently, but he'll be back and they'll be fine. Also, today we learned that Russell Wilson is still not ready for primetime. Russell Wilson is still dealing with his calf issue, the one that he injured before training camp, pushing a sled. What a way to go. They're testing a guy out to see how he can play and what he could do. And he can't do anything. And now Justin Fields has started the first two games. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't have to worry about a turnover because he hasn't turned the ball over. He hasn't thrown an interception. He hasn't lost a fumble. Justin Fields, it looks like he's going to get another start. Mike Tomlin said it as much earlier today. He said, we're going to prepare this week as if Justin Fields is going to be our guy.
Really, we're kind of in the same posture as we were in last week with Russ. As I sit here today, Russ is not scheduled to be a full participant in practice, and so we're ready in a plan that features Justin and his readiness. We'll follow Russ throughout the week. And if his participation gets to a level in participation and quality where we should consider him, we'll delve into that at that time. And obviously, when that happens is a component of the consideration. But as I sit here today, he is not scheduled to be a full participant tomorrow in practice. And so we're readying ourselves around Justin, and we'll stay in that mindset until something else happens. Hypotheticals is a waste of our time.
All right, Coach, tell me how you really feel. Justin Fields is going to start the game, folks, okay? He's going to start the game. Like, why the hell are you throwing Russell Wilson back out there? You got to give Justin Fields the benefit of the doubt. Let him stink the joint up first before you yank the rug from underneath him. Russell Wilson isn't ready. Let him stand on the sideline carrying water. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. And speaking of carrying water, we were also reminded, and thank you so much to Joe Giglio from WIP in Philly. After last night's Monday Night Football game, there's a lot of fans in Philadelphia who are ready for Nick Sirianni to carry water, his bags, his car, and just get out of town. Why? I don't get it. I just saw a guy in Saquon Barkley who dropped the football. But all day, Nick Sirianni, people are still feeling the sting of last season and how it's rolled into this season. And he had to answer questions last night about his decision to have the ball thrown to Saquon Barkley instead of running the football on the ground. Listen to Nick.
They were running a certain defense and it, junking it up in the middle. So we're trying to go on around the outside, and you know, it didn't work. The decision to pass it there, again, like I said, you know, where they were junking it up inside, with it being fourth and three to go for it, I thought, you know, with them not having any timeouts, I wanted them to be down a touchdown and see if they could drive the field, and they did. Hats off to them.
Yeah, sometimes a guy just drops the ball. And last night it was Saquon Barkley. Philadelphia Eagles will be okay. They'll be fine. They got New Orleans next. Hopefully New Orleans isn't going out there putting up 40 points on them. Otherwise, I think people in Philadelphia have a reason to worry. Meanwhile, the Falcons, good for them not going 0-2. They got Kansas City on Sunday. I'm going to borrow a phrase from the movie Taken. Good luck. Good luck. Hey, maybe the Falcons will surprise people. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sportby Show. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. What's on your mind?
Just a dilemma I am this week coming up. You know, being from Baltimore, of course, I'm a Ravens fan, but yes. Grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan because growing up, you know, that was a team that was winning, and Baltimore didn't have a team within 1996. So,
yes.
You know, I stuck with my teams, you know, so. Now, getting ready for this trip out to Jerry's World this weekend, My 0-2 Ravens are playing my, 1-1 Cowboys.
Yes.
So it's a tough dilemma, man. But how do you feel about this game? I feel like it's a must-win for the Ravens.
Oh,
because
if the Ravens don't win this game, they're going to be annihilated. See, here's the thing. They still have a strong team, and they still have a strong roster. Even if they start the season 0-3, people can scream and yell and, oh, my God, the former MVP is now 0-3 and how bad he is. And prepare yourself for it. I would still give the Baltimore Ravens life to make the postseason if they start 0-3. I know it sounds crazy.
Mm.
Looking at what they have in front of them, they are the kind of team that can go on a run. They have Buffalo after this. They have Cincinnati. They have Washington. They have Tampa. They have Cleveland. They have Denver, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Like, they can go on a winning streak to correct this. The Dallas Cowboys, before the season even got started, I wasn't all that high on them. Did I expect them to give up, 44-something-odd points to the Saints? I don't think anybody did. But this is going to be a difficult game for both teams. They both have to prove something after coming off of some ugly losses. And you would think that the Dallas Cowboys at home, that they tried to light it up. But I'm going to take the Ravens on the road.
Yeah, it's interesting because they are a half a point favorite on the road, which is kind of weird, them being winless right now. But I think the Cowboys are going to be off of blood. They got embarrassed last week at home. They had Derek Carr looking like Drew Brees out there and had a 30-year-old running back that ran over 100 yards on him. So it's going to be a good game and must win probably for both teams. But the saving grace is the Eagles lost last night, so the Cowboys can afford a loss. So, you know.
Yeah, well, for the Ravens, can we expect the Steelers to continue doing what they're doing? I don't think so. Not playing this ugly. Hickey and I talked about the Cincinnati Bengals earlier on. They happen to be a team that they're still alive. They'll still be alive despite their start to the season. But I'm not all that high on them. Hickey's a little bit higher than I am. This is as close to a must-win for both teams early in the season as possible. The Baltimore, whoever loses a game, the phone lines in every city or their respective cities are going to be blowing up. If the Ravens start the season 0-3, it's a catastrophe. If the Dallas Cowboys now start the season 1-2, it's a catastrophe. They're both coming off of ugly wins, so I expect a very good game. And Hickey, here's something else to think about. Did we hear a word about Tom Brady this week? Nothing. We got nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Does anybody care?
No.
And he called another he called the Cowboys game, right?
And guess what game he's calling on Sunday?
Yeah, this one will be a good game.
Yes.
No more blowouts, ass whoopings for Tom Brady. He got lucky these first two. The first one, people just talked about him. The second time, nobody cared. And third time, he's going to have to deliver something as Dak Prescott and Lamar Jackson are sharing the field. Not at the same time, obviously, but two of the more compelling characters and names and quarterbacks in the game. People feel strongly about both. And so I think this is going to be a time for Tom Brady to either make a good impression or not an impression at all. Let's think about that for a second. Hopefully it's just a good game. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, the phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. I did mention to you Mike Trout. This is someone who is potentially exploring a change in position. Don't you got to be healthy to do that first? We'll talk about that. And then as well, a musical icon, a legend, Jermaine Dupri from Atlanta, Georgia, is going to join us on the other side of the break. I want to share a conversation I had with Jermaine as it relates to the Atlanta Braves and a sports brand, a fashion brand that I think a lot of people are very familiar with. Starter. Yeah, did you have a jacket? Did you have a cap? I'll explain how the Braves, Jermaine Dupri, Threads, and Starter all fit together. We'll do that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, but before we do that, I need you to listen to me. Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health, it's a long game, and it's yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and Real Fit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at depend.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, wow, that's some high praise for me. I'll take it. I'll take all the high praise. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about a lot. We've gone through some NFL, obviously, with the Eagles losing to the Falcons last night. And we've talked about some of the updates today to Tua Tagovailoa. We talked some college football. We have talked about it all. We've also had some amazing guests. Joe Giglio from WIP in Philadelphia came through to join us. Matt Mershaw came through from the Orlando Sentinel and the Tribune. But right now, I need to share with you a conversation I just had with someone who is a musical legend and icon here in Atlanta, Georgia. I know he was certainly happy that the Falcons came out on top over those Eagles last night. His name is Jermaine Dupri. Not only is he the CEO and founder of So Def Records, not only did he bring us Criss Cross, not only has he worked with Usher and Mariah Carey and Monica and Nelly and some of the biggest artists in the world, Mariah Carey. He not only has he won Grammys, he's done it all. He's from Atlanta. He's a native. He's a culture mover. He's an icon. And so how about this? This past weekend, when the Dodgers lost to the Braves here in Atlanta 10-1, Jermaine Dupri opened up the game. He told everybody, let's play ball. And then Usher, who just performed at the halftime show, shows you how influential Atlanta is. Usher threw out the first pitch. But I had a chance to talk to Jermaine Dupri right before he got the game started, because one of the most beloved sporting brands, I would say, of all time. And it's, I don't even want to call it retro, because it's here, it's active. People still wear it, relate to it. Starter teamed up with the Braves clubhouse by Threads. And they hooked up with the Braves, and they basically had a little bit of a party at their clubhouse store before the game. And so Jermaine Dupri was wearing all the starter gear from the Atlanta Braves, and I pretty much asked Jermaine, I said, man, what are you doing here? Why are you working with Starter? I mean, everybody had the starter caps, the satin jackets, and I asked him, why are you working with Starter right now? And this is what Jermaine told me in the back of the store.
Well, Sada's been a very integral part of So Def from the beginning when I put out Criss Cross. I don't think it's no group ever that's wore more Sada than Criss Cross. From the jerseys to the jackets to the actual clothing that they was making. Sada was making clothes. They also started making clothes like jeans and all kind of stuff that a lot of people don't know. And we had an opportunity to go to the factory, actually really go to the real factory where Sada's and just get so much starter stuff. So it's just been a part, and it's like always back then in the 90s, 92, I was young, and the knowledge of like collaborating with a brand and doing something that you could put in stores and this, that, it was there, but it was also not a thing, right? So we didn't get an opportunity to actually clash the way I feel like we should have, and I've been on that hunt since that time.
Man, it's 2024. Starter is still a viable brand. People are still buying everything Starter. The Braves, we know they won the World Series a few years ago. I know they're battling it out with the Braves right now. Hickey, you got no horse in the race. Let's just act like the Mets don't exist, okay?
Okay.
A good deal. Anyway, the Braves, they're still trying to win despite everybody being hurt. And we know the Braves have turned themselves into a winning organization. Not only were they winning in the 90s and they just won a World Series a few years ago, I asked Jermaine, I said, for you, a musician, and then you bring in a fashion staple and Starter for sports, why is it important to have the Atlanta Braves involved? And this is what Jermaine told me.
Well, I mean, the Braves is Atlanta's winning team. You know what I mean? That's the team of Atlanta that's winning, that's won the most championships, or that won a championship, period, right? That we can all in the city say that's our championship team. And you also can say that about So So Def. It's a team in the city that's been winning since the 90s. And I just feel like that's all synonymous to each other. You know what I mean? But the Braves is, like I said, that A, that's what we claim. Like when somebody asks you where you from, you say the A. You don't even have to say Atlanta. You just say the A. And if you look at this jacket, that's basically what it is. So it's like that represents the Braves. You know what I mean? And that's that goes far in the city.
Well, listen, he ain't lying about the winners, okay? We don't need to talk about the Falcons in the Super Bowl. I did, sorry. We don't need to talk about the Hawks. Oh, my God. Hickey, what are the Hawks going to do this year? Any thoughts?
Nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Ouch. Yeah, and that's about it. Thank God for the Bulldogs down the road, but they're not a professional team. And so, yeah, thank you for the Braves for actually being the winners here in the city. Jermaine Dupri is a big winner in everything that he does. And so I asked him, I said, man, what the hell else do you have going on? He told me about the So-So R&B experience that he has coming up here in Atlanta October 12th at the Wolf Creek Amphitheater, Money Long Division, Eric Bellinger, Brian Michael Cox, Keith Thomas doing the R&B stuff. And then he also said he has his birthday next week. So a guy who is producing and doing songs with everybody all over the world and winning Grammys. Hey, Jermaine, what else you got going on?
It's a straight R&B show. I just feel like, you know, we just putting that energy into R&B as we continue to keep putting that in the music. So I feel like that's a big show. People, I don't, you know, it's not a festival. It's just a show. But people trying to make it like it's a festival, but it's not, you know what I mean? But I'm looking forward to that. My birthday coming up next week. Thank you. So, I mean, it was just going into, like I said, going for my birthday into more work and continue to keep putting out music.
Yeah, birthdays are good. And shout outs to Jermaine Dupri for the time. Look, Starter has been around since 1971. You can get everything Starter. NFL stuff, NBA stuff. You want to check out what the Braves have if you're here in Atlanta, Georgia. Drop by the Battery in Atlanta while the Starter has its takeover. And much love to the folks at Starter. Much love to Jermaine Dupri. Much love to the Braves and the thread store that they have for all of the love. And go check out Starter on IG. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Happy birthday to JD again. Birthdays are always good. Michael is calling from New Orleans. Arch rival to the Falcons. Michael, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
JR, first of all, a first time call. I listen to you every night, my man. I want to tell you that you run a first class operation, man. I mean, I said I got to call his brother and just thank him for sharing with me your knowledge of the sports. And I tell you, I really enjoy listening to you every day. JR, I want to tell you,
yes,
that the governor of the state of Louisiana,
uh-oh,
he gave us permission,
oh boy,
to go out, and if we wanted to, and I did today, I shot some eagles. I'm at the stove right now cooking it, getting ready for Sunday.
Oh,
okay? And then it's 2 weeks in a row, JR.
You're going to cook another bird, a falcon.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
So it's bird week for 2 weeks in a row. And I tell you what, JR, I'm going to tell you this. Uh-huh. Vegas had us going winning seven games.
I did, too.
7-10.
I did, too.
Okay?
Yes, I did, too.
I would love to know what they say today about the Saints. Okay? We have scored over 40 points in the first two games of the season.
Now, let's slow down. Let's slow down a minute.
All right.
Now, you know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
Does the first game count against the Carolina Panthers? Do we have to count that game?
No, it doesn't. I agree with you, Dale. No, it doesn't. That game we played Sunday count.
Oh, it does. It does.
Uh-huh. Nobody had us beating the Dallas Cowgirls. Nobody.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but you know what we did, JR? We exposed the Dallas Cowgirls.
Okay.
All of their weaknesses. I mean,
that game was over in the first quarter. Besides you cooking the Eagles and the Falcons over the next couple of weeks, what do you expect out of the whole season?
You know what I expect, JR? I expect us to win the NFC South.
Mm.
And I expect us to go to the playoffs. Now, I don't know what we're going to do once we get in the playoffs because I don't know who we're going to play. But I can guarantee you, this weekend, the Eagles come to the Dome. We got to whoop that ass.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, the Saints got to come here to Atlanta, and I still got the Falcons winning the NFC South.
Well, we'll see. That's going to be a showdown.
We will. I'm going to be paying attention. Well, Michael, let's see what they do at the end of the year. I'll be here to talk anytime, okay?
Thank you, JR. I appreciate it, man.
No, I appreciate you. Much love to all my folks out in New Orleans listening on WWL. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, that's a big old rival. Let me tell you something. And Saints fans would not let Falcon fans hear the end of it if the Falcons ended up 0-2. And meanwhile, they starting off 2-0, just lighting everybody up by 40 points. We would not hear the end of it. Daryl is calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Breeze Show, coast to coast. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, JR. Hey, it's Daryl from Niagara Falls. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
Man, I'm okay. You know, you're a funny guy. You're a really funny guy. And I've been listening to you for years. And I just want to let you know I got two barrels with your name and my name on it.
Whoa.
So maybe one day come up and we'll go over to Falls together and chit chat, but anyways,
okay.
You made a comment about the Jets beating the Bills. I don't know, a wager or something.
No, I didn't make a wager. I said I think out of the AFC East, knowing that the Miami Dolphins are now pretty much cooked for the season, it's a two team race between the Buffalo Bills and the Jets, and so I have more confidence in the Jets this year to go ahead and win the AFC East. That's it.
No, I totally agree with you. And the reason why it's going to probably come down to Buffalo and Kansas City because those two divisions, they're weak. You know, it always comes down to Buffalo, Kansas City. It's just...
Yeah, well, I'm interested to see what Buffalo does the rest of this season given some of their roster changes. It's still an adjustment. And I think as the year continues to kind of flow and go on by, you know, what's their reliance going to be on Josh Allen? Is he going to have to do all of the work, or is he going to have somebody that can help him on offense?
Well, thank you from Atlanta, Georgia, for giving us James Cook. I mean, he's you know, a Georgia Bulldog. And
that's right.
Yeah, that was... Yeah,
well, you're welcome. I sent him up there gift wrap, Daryl. You're welcome. You said you
all
got... Well, forget all that. You said you had two barrels. Two barrels of what?
No, two barrels. You and I are going to jump in each barrel. I got your name on one, my name on another.
Huh.
And we're just going to...
And do
it's
do
all
what?
Maplewood. It's Maplewood. So, you know, when we hit the rocks on the bottom, we'll be okay.
You want me to get in a barrel and jump off of Niagara Falls?
No, get in a barrel right off the falls.
Right. Do people do that and live?
I don't know. I can't really comment on that.
But. Okay. All right. We'll have Marco Belletti try that first, and then we'll figure it out, okay? All right. Thank you, Dow. You be safe, okay? Hopefully.
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you, Dow, for calling from New York. Hickey, I didn't know what. Barrels? He said something about barrel. I'm like, you got some whiskey in the barrel? You got wine in a barrel? He's talking about jumping into a barrel and jumping off of the falls? Why would I do that?
That at first sounded like it was a threat. Hey, got a few barrels with your name on it. You know, come up. We'll have a good time.
Oh, no.
I wasn't sure if that was. And then he kind of confirmed that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to just go in the barrel. It's Maplewood, thankfully. So you should be okay when you hit the rocks on a 100-foot plunge.
Yeah, he made it sound like that's going to be the last trip that I ever make in life. Yeah, come on up. Let's go on a suicide mission. No, thank you. I'll decline on that one. I'm not interested. Marco Belletti, you care to jump into a barrel and jump off of Niagara Falls?
No, I'm going to pass on that. I thought that was like a cartoon thing. I didn't realize that's real life. That people actually do that. That's not like a Simpsons thing.
I thought he was asking me for a drink until he clarified at the end. Got a couple barrels. Well, I don't know if I could drink that much, but
yeah, I'm a pass. Thank you.
Hey, I thought maybe you give it a go first, and then I'll see after.
Yeah, no. Even if you went first, I'm still not going. But thank you. No, well, I'm a pass.
Hickey, did I tick the people in Western New York off? We got another guy calling from Niagara Falls.
Yeah, you awoke the masses. I think he also wants to have you go down the falls as well.
What did I do to them? Glenn is calling from Niagara Falls. Hopefully he doesn't want to make me disappear off the face of the earth. Glenn, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Well, no, I don't want you to go over the falls. Actually, I'm brand new to the area. Ryan might know me as Glenn from Toronto, and I won the whatever the Hickey's Pickies thing a year ago. But anyways.
Hickey's Pickies.
I just heard your... Yeah. I heard your comment about... Atlanta, you know, going up against Kansas City. And I think Pacheco being out of Kansas City's lineup is going to be a much bigger deal than people are thinking it is because, it, you know, he adds so much to spreading out that offense that
absolutely.
And he's a stud. I honestly think they're going to really suffer without him in the they still have the you know, the vaunted defense. Which is going to be a lot more difficult than I think what they saw against the Eagles. The Eagles defense really let me down, but I think they have a shot because of Pacheco not being there, Jer. It's going to be huge.
Of course, Glenn, but here's the thing that I think a lot of people will remember and keep in mind. It'll probably be 2 months before Pacheco is back, give or take. He has the same injury that Mark Andrews suffered last year when he got that hip drop tackle and then came back in the postseason. And then the other thing here is, Kansas City Chiefs got Patrick Mahomes. Ain't nobody worried about them. I mean, is this going to have an effect on whether or not they have home field, which would be a huge deal? The answer is yes, but I think if you want to have a magic eraser on your team in the NFL, I think we all know Patrick Mahomes is that guy. Hey, Glenn, thank you for calling so much from Niagara Falls. No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to wrap things up. I'm going to fill you in on a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you again so much to Jermaine Dupri, musical icon, Grammy Award winner, and legend for coming through and chatting with us about the importance of the starter brand, the Atlanta Braves, and all that good stuff. 855-212-4227. It is the end of the show. You know what that means. Yeah, I'm getting ready to get the hell up on out of here. But before I do that, I have to do this.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today is September 17th. The year is 2024. If we go back in time to September 17th, 1917, raise your hand if you remember this. Honus Wagner, he retired at the age of 43 with the Pirates. The man played 21 seasons. He won a World Series in 1909. He was an 8-time batting champ. Honus Wagner called it quits. this day in 1917. Let's go back to September 17th in 1947. Jackie Robinson, he was named Rookie of the Year. We know he made his debut with the Dodgers that year, breaking the color barrier. He batted .297 with 175 hits to go along with 12 home runs, 48 RBIs, and 125 runs scored. Jackie Robinson named Rookie of the Year back in 1947. September 17th in 1953, Ernie Banks, he became the first black player for the Chicago Cubs. This man had to start his career in the Negro Leagues with the Monarchs. He went and served in the military, shout outs to all our vets. And then he made his debut with the Cubs at the age of 22 years old. Someone who was a two-time MVP, a 14-time All-Star, and went into the Hall of Fame in 1977. Ernie Banks said back in 2010, he didn't get a lot of attention as the first black Cubs player. Listen to this from the Visionary Project.
I just stayed with the basic things to do what I needed to do. Listen to what Jackie said. Don't say anything. Just listen. Listen to everybody. You go out there. Go out and catch ground ball. You go up here. It's time for you to hit. You know, you're not playing today. You know, they didn't say that. It just was that way. It was that type of atmosphere. It was just like, okay, you're here, but you're not here. And I was fit into that. You know, I was quiet anyway. I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. It's kind of crazy to think. He's been gone for almost 10 years. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Ernie Banks, first black Cubs player, made his debut in 1953. September 17th. September 17th, 1984. Let's hit the fast forward button by about 30 years. Reggie Jackson. This man hit his 500th career home run, the 13th player in Major League Baseball history at the time to do so. He smacked it in the bottom of the seventh against the Royals. Listen to this.
There it goes. Home run number 500.
So it stinks for him. They lost the game. That was the only run that the Angels scored. I told you the Royals beat him. The final score was 10-1. Reggie played for three more years. He finished in 1987. Reggie Jackson finished his career with 563 more bombs. Speaking of bombs, this guy liked to go bombs away, and I think you know how he was able to do it, because if we go to September 17th, the year is 2004, Barry Bonds hit his 700th home run off of Jake Peavy. Listen to this.
Bonds hits one to left center field. He hits it well. Let's go back. It is out of here. Number 700 for Barry Bonds. Aaron, Ruth, and now Bonds, the 700 home run club.
Okay, all right. He finished with 762 home runs. The Giants won that game against the Padres 3-0. I leave it to you how you feel about Barry Bonds. I know Barry Bonds, he admitted he's like, hey, I was a jerk. A few other things he hasn't admitted yet, but I think we know. 762 home runs. Let's just say I like the Hank Aaron guy. I like him a whole lot more. A little bit more humble, great guy, and all that stuff. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of all these baseball names and legends, there's another one, a guy named Mike Trout. We know he's out for the rest of the season with another injury, this time two injuries to his knee. Mike Trout, he actually spoke to the media, and he told everybody yesterday, in order to continue on with his career, he is open to moving out of center field. Listen to this.
I definitely think there's going to be conversations we're going to have in the offseason. It's reality. I know I got, a certain amount of number of years on my deal. And I knew eventually, even when I signed the deal, I was going to have to move to a corner. You know, it is what it is. But is it next year? I don't know. I'm going to have conversations with the staff and see where it goes.
And Mike Trout is 32 years old right now. Contract will take him through 2030. I don't know if he's going to make it that damn far. 855-212-4227. Skinny is calling from Indiana. Skinny, you got to give me the skinny real fast. Go ahead.
All right. So here's the one thing I want to know.
Matt Eberflus, obviously, look, he did a crap job with Justin Fields. Justin Fields leaves, doesn't look as bad in Pittsburgh, right? Okay, so legitimacy of Caleb Williams playing against C.J. Stroud the other night, I want to know your take on how legitimate are the Bears in the NFC North now with Detroit okay. looking
well, thank you, thank you, and Green Bay being all right. Thank you, Skinny, for calling from Indiana. Justin Fields looks good after two games. Come on, can we get a longer a stretch there? And Caleb Williams, after two games, he looks okay despite only, one touchdown pass? Let's just pump the brakes. I think Caleb Williams will be okay, and I think Justin Fields will have the starter job with the Steelers until he just stinks. I think he can keep Russell Wilson at bay if he just shows up and doesn't turn the ball over. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Jermaine Dupri, musical legend, for joining us. Thank you to Joe Giglio of WIP in Philadelphia for joining us. Thank you to Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel and Tribune for joining us. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Tomorrow, of course, I'm going to be bringing you a new top six list. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me everywhere on the internet at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey, and thank you to you for listening. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network, because I said so. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.